It is the first major week-long stage race following the Tour de France and London Olympics, the Tour of Utah. Two-time defending champion Levi Lipheimer is expected to race in the Tour of Utah now that his number four ranked team has accepted an invitation to the event. Steve Miller is Tour of Utah president, and he says six of the world's top 15 international cycling teams have committed to a race that will see some changes this year.
One of the objectives that we have as organizers of an event like this is to keep it fresh and engaging and interesting for both the sponsors and the spectators and certainly the teams. We don't just want to race on the same courses year after year. And, you know, the cities in the state, they want an opportunity to host this as well. So it's really unique in that regard. We get to move it around. And so we've done that a little bit this year. We've shaken things up, and the overall race start will be in Ogden, Utah, which we've never done before. So stage one will start and finish in Ogden. And then stage two is different in that instead of an individual time trial, it will be a team time trial. So all the riders on a given team will be racing against the clock instead of the individuals racing themselves. Stage three is a stage that we've used before. The route itself is a stage we've used before, but we've never inserted it into the middle of the race. It's always been at the front end. Stage four is an entirely new course altogether. It's relatively flat, and it will start down in Utah County, in northern Utah County, and it will use the Pony Express route and then come back and then come up along Kennecott Copper Mine out on the west side of Salt Lake Valley and then finish in the downtown area. So that's entirely new. Stage five is the Queen Stage. We have that one pretty much every year because it's a real fan favorite. And this is the one that leaves Park City and finishes at Snowbird. Very, very difficult, very exciting. And then stage six is entirely brand new, and that is a start and a finish right in Park City, Utah. It'll start from the Kimball Arts Center, and then it will go out into the mountains and cross up over the Wolf Creek Ranches into Heber and then come up the backside of Guardsman's Pass and drop down into Deer Valley and then finish right back where it started from in front of the Kimball Arts Center, and that'll be on Sunday, August 12th. So a couple of old standbys and some very new stages for the tour this year.
And it sounds like wherever they're riding, they're going to see some beautiful scenery.
That's so true, and that's one of the things that makes this race very unique. They've been doing the same races all their lives over in Europe, and now that racing in the United States is taking hold like it is, there's three big races in the United States. You've got the Tour of California, the Tour of Utah, and the Tour of Colorado. And these racers are wanting to race some new terrain, and especially when they can couple that with a visit to the United States, that's a big thing for them because they don't get an opportunity to come over here very much, let alone race their bikes over here. So it's not a tough sell. They really enjoy coming here.
Well, how interested are you in having this race help increase the number of people who recreate here in the state and become aware of what we do have to offer? Is that one of the objectives?
It is, absolutely. And we strategize very carefully in terms of what assets the state has to offer and what types of places we want to showcase and what, you know, some of the scenic shots that we want to make sure to get on TV, because the race is going to be televised live nationally on Fox Sports Network. So we'll have 2 hours per day of live coverage. And over the course of 6 days, obviously that gives you 12 hours of TV coverage. You can show a lot of beautiful scenery.
I guess that also helps to encourage some of the more popular racers. I understand that the two-time defending champion Levi Lipheimer will be racing here in Utah. At least that's what's expected. Is that true?
It is. We're very pleased to make that announcement. The team that he races for now, Omega Pharma Quickstep, is out of Belgium. They're headquartered out of Belgium, and Levi himself has committed to the event to come back and try and, defend his title, if you will. Right now he's racing in the Tour of Switzerland, which is also a race that he won last year. And he's looking forward to being back in Utah, and so we're very excited about that. It's big news.
As a spectator, what can I expect?
Well, you can certainly expect excitement, regardless of where you go. It doesn't matter which stage you choose. Every single one of these stages is designed to bring maximum excitement. Just go stand along the course and cheer these guys on. That's one of the things that makes the race unique, is that it's free to the public, And to see these athletes in action is really remarkable. The sight of the Peloton, the sound of these carbon wheels on the road, the speed with which these guys travel, it's not unusual for these guys to come by at 30, 35 miles an hour on a flat road and, you know, upwards of 55, 60 miles an hour on a downhill course. It's amazing. It takes a lot of volunteers to put a race of this size on, and so we're actively soliciting participation from the public in terms of volunteerism. And you can just go to tourofutah.com and click on the volunteer tab, and then it's all electronic, and so it's very user-friendly.
Steve Miller, president of the Tour of Utah, a professional cycling race that will take place August 7th through the 12th.